another downtown bar. Just another 4 hour long Friday night and another old tired tune. Guess I'll see you after midnight. What are we gonna do? Now I'm
There's nothing I can do. WMFO Medford, 10:13 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. How you doing? Nice to get on the mic today in our second live music day. I just played a little bit of a set of some local music because it's all local today. Everybody here is representative of the wonderful local music scene that we have here in Boston. And sitting across from me at the table, smiling, is the local band Sweet Wednesday. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Great to see you, too.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, the Sailor and the Dancer. Talk a little bit about that concept of you guys, the Sailor and the Dancer.
All right. Well, let's see. The first song we're going to do is actually about the Sailor.
Okay.
We spent a lot of time out by the ocean, and I don't know. It's endlessly inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I don't know, the all life came from the ocean originally, and it's got so much power and so much control even over all of our lives. And I also just feel this incredible peace and happiness when I'm close to it. So anyway, a lot of our songs have been inspired both by the ocean and people that we've met who've spent their lives by the ocean, living with the ocean, and having it entangled and being a part of their lives as well.
Yeah, very, very nice. Thank you for explaining that. That was Lisa, everybody. And she's here with Dave. Hi, Dave, who
hey.
I can't see behind the monitors. How are you?
Hey,
and Daniel is on the upright bass. You can just like say, hey.
How's it going?
It's going really well. You guys are going to play a set of local music for us. Just a little bit of background. You guys have been at this since, I think, around 2006. You've won some good awards along the way, and we're very, very, very excited to hear you. So the first song that you're going to do is something called Days Grow Long, correct?
Yes.
Did you want to do any introduction or just jump right in?
So this song was inspired by the Atlantic Ocean. Since Halloween's coming up, I thought it would be a good one to do because I always feel like there's a lot of ghosts kind of hanging out there along the shore. But it was also inspired by the ancient myth of Ceyx and Alcyone.
All right, beautiful. Welcome, everybody, to Live Music Day at WMFO. This is Sweet Wednesday, live in Studio A.
We shall hold each other again with the return of three new moons when the days grow long and the night gets cold. Do you think about me? Could I save your soul? You know you got to be brave. There's a place for us somewhere beyond the grave. See our ships hit by a storm. See waves about a mile high. Seems that we've been swallowed by the sea. Never again to see the sky. When the days grow long and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could I save your soul? You know you got to be brave. There's a place for us somewhere. see a ghost fly through the air, neath the winter stars so bright. Oh, when the moon is full and takes an orange glow, that's where our souls ignite. When the days grow long and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could you save your soul? Darling, here I am. You know you got to be brave. There's a place for us somewhere beyond the grave. When the days grow and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could you save your soul?
Sweet Wednesday, everybody. Song called Days Grow Long. When did that come out? Was it on a release of yours a while ago?
Yes, that is on our record, Escaping from the Pale Moonlight.
That is very, very, very cool. All right, so that was Lisa. I just want to say a quick hello to Dave. How are you?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had harmonica there in front of your face. I didn't realize that. So tell us a bit about yourself and how you guys met, maybe, would be a good thing to talk about.
Oh, we met like over 15 years ago at an open stage in Natick, at the Natick Center for the Arts.
Oh, gotcha. And how did you realize that everything was so simpatico?
It was just awesome. I don't know. I was doing a lot of folky stuff. Dave was doing some rock, and it was kind of like, you know that old Reese's peanut butter commercial, peanut butter cup commercial, where you're like, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter. What? You got your peanut butter in my chocolate. It's delicious. I don't know. You know.
That kinda works for me. Anything with chocolate and peanut butter is fine.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
No, but yeah, I was like, oh, I really like that rock, you know, rock and blues thing you're doing. Dave's like, I'm really interested in that folk, you know. And so then we combined. We just kind of started writing together and realized that, that we could really contribute a lot to each other's songs. Dave comes up with these amazing guitar and lead parts for my songs, and I know I was able to contribute to his songs in a variety of ways too. So anyway, we also then got married and had a kid.
So oh, wonderful. That oh, that's so nice. So I'd love to hear some musical collaboration of Peanut Butter and Chocolate. What do you get for us next?
Duophilia?
Sure. Yeah, this next song is a Revolutionary War love story by an army deserter. It's called Ophelia.
Beautiful. Sweet Wednesday here, live in Studio A.
We met during the Revolutionary War near Old Man Smith's grocery store. Conditions were bad, morale kind of scary. Half our men dead from dysentery. Ran the French cannons from Lake Champlain. Slid across the Hudson in the ice and the rain. We won Boston, headed down to York, a town with a temple and 30 churches. And there were girls like I seen in the pictures, living on down in the Cheshire district. I was lost, looking for a martyr when I fell in love with the madam's daughter, the greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight. I asked the madam for her daughter's hand in marriage. She said there's nothing more that I'd disparage. Got no money, think her cause is just a whose business when you tar and feather the loyalist. If he was 17, I was a half year older. Bonniest Lily of York, got told her. We both agreed to run away that night, get married in the forest, eat the pale moonlight. The greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight. met south of the city neath the midnight moon, and we danced beneath the stars for the sound of the loons. Ground started shaking, lightning came in a blast that could take out 7 men in this path. And we were separated by the night in a storm, and I went into her care, it was dry and warm. Next day Ophelia was nowhere to be seen. She came with the night, was gone like a dream. The greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight. The punishment was murder. Worse than the loyalist as a deserter. Was caught by the crown, wouldn't praise out a reason. So they put me in the brig, they're gonna hang me for treason. Moon was hidden, the night was cold. Ophelia came to me, some I've told. We flew home, somehow got away. Our British horses through the night, crossed the Hudson by daybreak. If you see two birds, black as midnight, running, if escaping from the pale moonlight, fleeing from the British and American hands. Some say that was me and sweet Ophelia, and the greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight. The greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight. The greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight.
Thank you. Sweet Wednesday with Ophelia. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, I'd like to introduce you to the last member of the band here. Is it possible, Daniel, for you to scoot over here for a second?
Yeah,
I know you've got that stand-up bass. But Daniel's playing stand-up bass, the old-school stand-up bass. And you could share a mic, I guess, right there with Dave. So when did you join this lovely group?
I've been joining these guys for about a year.
Yeah.
Sweet Wednesday has a lovely collective of folks that regularly come in and join, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. And you guys, you have some gigs coming up that you could tell us about?
Let's see. Well, we have a residency at the Plough and Stars in Cambridge, and we're there every second Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. We're actually not going to be there the second Sunday in November, we're working a new record, and they also have a big event going on then. But we will be back there December 8th and January, February. We have a bunch of shows coming up in December. We're actually taking some time in November to work on our new record.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so finally going to get it done, which we're really excited about.
Any work on, besides the songs being, in some state, how far along are you?
We have basic tracks recorded, so we have bass and drums.
Some vocals,
yeah. Some guitar. We're now doing that fun stuff where you, put the icing on the cake. We're going to put in some keys and lead guitar, maybe some lap steel. Who knows what else?
And you hope to release this maybe mid-end of next year?
Yeah, we're going to work as quick a pace as we can on it because we're really excited about the songs.
So. Well, awesome. So what do you have for us next? I'd love to hear another one from you.
Let's see. Okay, we got to cut off some because time's...
Start again?
You want to just start again?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right. So, yeah, well, we recently recorded some basic tracks out in New York City.
Brooklyn.
This song in Brooklyn. So this song goes out to our friends out there. It's called Start Again in New York City.
Wonderful.
sky so that we can all believe in the things we just can't see. Faith, hope, love for our fellow humans. And it's easy and it's hard all at once. It's so hard to get back, but it's so easy to love. And I'm thinking of the time that we got caught in that flash flood. And the street turned into a river with
you guys, that was wonderful. All right, sweet Wednesday here. That was called Start Again, all about New York City. You know, New York City is a special place and a great place for a song. I want to keep the momentum going. Please, continue. What's the next song you'd like to do for us?
Let's see. You want to do Mountain acoustically?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. So this is a song that we wrote for some friends out in North Carolina and Tennessee. So yeah, we tour a lot, and we've just been really drawn to that area, Appalachia. There's just so much beautiful, amazing music that's come from there. But anyway, while we were down there, you know, always get a chance. It's really great to be able to get to meet people and talk to them about stuff that's going on, stuff that they're dealing with. And one thing that a lot of people are dealing with down there is mountaintop removal mining. It's this newfangled kind of mining, which is like strip mining on steroids. They basically blast off the top of a mountain, throw it upside down into the valley, covering the streams and causing a lot of problems for people down there. It's it's not even the most labor-intensive way to get at the coal. It's just the cheapest. Anyway, so after you spend enough time like talking to people about stuff they're going through, you kind of want to do a little something more than just buy them a beer. So we wrote them this song. This is called Don't Throw That Mountain.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Man, God, she put on a blouse, flash up the foundations of a little brown house. Yeah. Don't throw that mountain away. I got off to feel the earth shake. The flower again was falling to him. Luther in the air. Now wasn't that appalling? Yeah. The drag line's coming in a couple of days. Now all I hear trucks and all I see is smoke. The mountain, she was perfect, and now she will be broke. Don't throw that mountain away. Don't throw that mountain out. Don't throw that mountain out. Don't throw that mountain away. Yeah, yeah. Don't throw that mountain out. Don't throw. Wanna tear the mountains top out, throw it in the valley fill. Said it'll all be so beautiful, but you know I never will. Don't throw that mountain away. And the water's running black, cause they buried all the streams. Out of town man smiling at the money from the scenes. He sits down at a big buffet, but we'll never see the colors, all brilliant from the rich. the leaves changing in autumn and the bird songs they would do. His hidden streams and berries even black. Once it's leveled to the ground, thought it's never coming back. The wolves in the woods raise the voices in the spring. Chorus of the angels just to hear them sing. I dreamed I saw a bird fly overhead and pass me by. Touch of blue upon his head like a midnight sky. Don't throw that mountain. And all the politicians, they don't seem to understand. I move 100 miles north if I wanted to live on flat land, they say. We're gonna bring it to you today. But nothing's ever grown on that barren moonscape. It's bones inside a country and its heart's about to break. Don't throw that mountain away. Don't throw that mountain away. Don't throw that.
Sweet Wednesday right here live from Studio A for WMFO's Live Music Day. Thank you so much for the context about that song. Lyrically, I think you nailed it. It was just terrific. Thank you so much for doing that one.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we have time for one more track. Sweet Wednesday, again, you have a residency at The Plow. Is it the second Tuesday?
Second Sunday. It's 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay. I know I'm going to go see you. I'm hooked. Absolutely. So just before you do your last song, let's give them a round of applause. It's just wonderful to have you guys here. Thank you so much. So how would you like to take us out this morning with one more song?
Friend. All right. Well, we love WFMO. You guys are certainly friends to the music community and to the people of Massachusetts and the world, since you can stream online. So anyway, this one's dedicated to you. This is a song called Find a Friend. Going so fast out across the sand. Our mother's running, oh, so far behind. Always a seashell or a shipwreck we could find. When the ocean came to meet us where we fell, and all the seaweed there, it looked like little bells. And the salt air like a message you could send. So good to find a friend. We were climbing as high up as we could. In that apple tree deep inside the wood. And we were doctors who could heal all the injured birds. And we were angels floating through the world. And when I screwed up orders at the Dairy Mart, and when that skater boy from Phoenix broke your heart, swimming in a lake that was so wide, wide enough to hold everything inside. Crimson and lilac from a sunset on the hills. There were parts so warm and parts that gave me chills. We would swim a while then shiver on the shore. Jump back in and swim a little more. We were mermaids dancing at the rainbow's end. So good to find a friend.
Lisa, Dave, and Daniel, sweet Wednesday, everybody, live in Studio A. Thank you so much for participating in WFO's Live Music Day. Such a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us here.
So
we love you guys. Thank you so much for everything
hey,
that you do.
Hey, listen, you know, we love you guys. If we're not supporting our local music scene around here, we're not doing our job. So thank you so much for helping us to do that. All right, it's 10:44 in the morning here at WMFO. This is our live music day. Next here in Studio A is going to be Randy Black. And let me just tell you a little bit more about who's coming up for the rest of the day. In Studio D, the first full band coming up after Randy will be If We Go At All. Then Mr. Larry Newman, State of the Union, Sarah Levesque, Bird Mancini, and Carissa Johnson. Then Adam Sherman, Katie Dobbins, and Boston Rock and Roll from Bad Marriage. More Boston Rock and Roll from the Cast Irons after that, finishing up right around 6 p.m. tonight. So make sure you stay tuned. This is our second live music day, and we're having a blast. Hopefully you're having a great time. We'll be back, as I said, with Randy Black right after this at WMFO.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Last night I heard the humming of the moon behind the trees. Felt the warmth of California riding on the breeze, and I thought of you for the first time in what felt like centuries. And I don't even have your number now, but even if I did, I know I knew it by heart back when we were kids. If I had any feelings left for you, I'd keep them hid, 'cause I moved on and on and on. And there'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call for old time's sake. And I'm not slipping down. hotel shower, running out of change. If that was really you and me, I don't know, I couldn't say. And don't you think that's strange? And the last time at the airport, you had your dark sunglasses on. I flew home to my mother's house and wrote you a song. And then I picked myself up, called a bus back to Boston, and I moved on and on and on. And there'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call for old time's sake. And I'm not slipping down that rabbit hole again. And if by chance you cross my mind, it's only by mistake. It's like that old jean jacket that you lost in the lake. We couldn't see it at the bottom. We might assume that it's still there. Either way, I'm sure by now you got yourself a new coat to wear. But oh, how I loved you with an unprotected heart, and how you blew it wide open when you busted it apart. That was the best thing that you did. See that now, all I know is I moved on, although I don't remember how. There'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call for old time's sake. And I'm not slipping down that rabbit hole again.
Matter of fact, I'm feeling just fine, she said.
Hey man, there was no love between us, and what we had was only convenience. It hit me hard like a punch in the gut.
I was a sucker for her carny love, I said.
She's a freak, but a cat. She calls him John, I call him John. Lives by the river near the railroad track. Plus the old trailer
looks like a shack, he said.
Hey boy, I'd like you not to kill the world. Skydiving downs and roller coaster curves. Just shook my head cause I had enough.
There ain't no future in this carny love, I said.
Festivities begin. Well, they don't always wind up. weekend like going up to the country and hang around out in the woods. But no, you decided to go to the amusement park, didn't you, kids? You decided to get on that skydiver with that tattooed love boy and fly up and down and up and down and up and down. I'll tell you, there's going to be some danger in that. You better make sure that you wipe up all those seats with isopropyl rubbing alcohol before you get on there. And you see that guy who's one of the go-karts with the gold and the sleeve of tattoos, you better pick yourself. Is this really worth it?
WMFO Medford, 10:52 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. How you doing? We're right in the midst of our second WMFO Live Music Day. And sitting across from me with his acoustic and smiling is our friend Randy Black. How you doing, Randy?
Are you smiling, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was very happy to see you and meet you over at our sister station, WMWM, when you performed there. And I'm so happy you're here today.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
So I know you've been in our music scene for quite a while. And are you doing mostly solo stuff now? Are you still with the Heathcroppers? What are you doing?
I am with the Heathcroppers. I do solo stuff just rarely. But I actually have two bands now, the Heathcroppers and the Mistress Band, which I put together because everybody else had it.
With Linda Viennes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a sweetheart.
And George Hall and John Pfister and Clark Goodpaster. So, you know, it was hard getting the band together, getting the Heathcroppers to all agree on a gig. So, because everybody else has other stuff going on. So I said, well, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to have a couple bands. So.
Hey, listen, you know, what's good for the goose? All right. Well, listen, you're nice enough to come in here and play some solo acoustic for us. You mentioned a song called Nothing's Guaranteed that you want to start with.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit of context about that track and then go right into it?
It's kind of like a reference to Buddhism. It's like, you know, living in the moment type of thing.
Gotcha.
Hope it's self-explanatory.
Okay. Well, live in Studio A, everybody, this is Randy Black.
Bird on the wire has no thought of Leonard Cohen. The sea doesn't care which way the tide is flowing. The stray cat in the alley does not trust nor betray. It does what it must to live another day. Yeah, nothing's guaranteed. Maybe another. Nothing's guaranteed. You get a breath, maybe another. The future is a myth. The past is down the drain. That leaves right now. So does this train. Let's give ourselves a present. Forget about the past. Give ourselves a present. There's nothing ever lasts. No, nothing's guaranteed. You get a breath, maybe another. Nothing's guaranteed. You get a breath, maybe another. The future is a myth. The past is long and gone. That leaves this moment for us to hang our hats upon. The lion sleeps tonight and does not dream of the tokens. The branches of the trees have no regrets when they are broken. No, nothing's guaranteed. You get a breath, maybe another, but nothing's guaranteed. You'll get a breath, maybe another, nothing's guaranteed. You'll get a breath, maybe another, nothing's guaranteed. You'll get a breath, maybe another.
Randy Black, you're live in Studio Ray with Nothing's Guaranteed. That was nice. It's almost like a flamenco feel to it, kind of.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's I love percussive and rhythmic acoustic guitar. That's pretty nice. So let's continue. Whatever you get next, Mr. Black.
It's called It's Only Us. This one, I actually stumbled on this one a couple months ago when I was looking through file of lyrics, and I remembered, oh yeah, this song is complete, and so I played it over at the tavern at open mic, and I enjoyed it, so I'm gonna kind of revive it. Dancing here together, the look of love's the song we played on an old tinny jukebox in the corner of the room. I can barely make it out, it sounds so sad from here. Is this the final chorus? Is our song ending soon? We'll sit there in the back with nothing much left to say. We hashed it out at home, and then we needed to get out. If we get drunk enough, we might forget for a while who started it this time and just what it was about. Baby, let's talk tomorrow. It's another Saturday. The sun will come out anyway. Turning, yeah.